This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are piggybacking off of Pastor Chad's lesson from last week entitled More Than Enough. How many in the room are in faith for more than enough in every area of your life? Like you have to, it's got to be a faith thing, right? Like Ephesians 3:20 in the Amplified says, now unto him who is able, watch this, to carry out his purpose. So remember, it's God's purpose in our lives and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, all right? Infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. That was the Amplified, the KJV is, you know it by heart, probably, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. And we understand that this scripture teaches us that God has the ability to go beyond the scope of our present thinking. So whatever we're thinking, God says, I can do that, but just so you know, I can do better than that. And when you start getting to another level, God says, I can do that, but I can do better than that, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So today's topic is real simple. I want to talk to you from the subject of believing for more. Believing for more, all right? Faith is a two-sided coin. You have acting on one side, you have believing on the other, and believing is the key. Faith is the most important subject a believer needs to learn after getting saved. I read every card that you all gave me at least 3 times, right? That's just what I do. I love cards, and so and all the stuff that you wrote and paragraphs, and I read it all, right? And I think one of the things that I love the most is you talked about how your life has been changed because I've taught you faith, right? And to me, that is what it's really all about. My pastor, Pastor Taylor, taught me years ago. He says that I can give you a fish and feed you a meal, or I could teach you how to fish and feed you a lifetime. And so it's my thing that I want to teach you how to live by faith. That way, you know, you some of your military, you get orders to move away or got another job or something. It's not based on without limits. It's based on the faith that you have in your heart, and that faith will work anywhere you go. Does that make sense? And so we're talking about believing God's way, all right? In order to believe God's way, you have to renew your mind so that logic and human reasoning and statistics will not have the final say in your situation. And a lot of times the enemy tries to show up with reasoning. Well, you ain't never going to be able to do this because of this. And ain't nobody in your family ever went to college. How you going? So you going to go to college and nobody went? And you talking about debt free? You know that's crazy. You don't even got no money in the bank. And if you're not careful, you'll listen to the thoughts of the enemy, not realizing that you serve the God of more than enough. So remember, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we dare ask or think. All right, how many points do you think I have this morning?
Three.
You already know. I've got 3 simple points, and these 3 points is what I need to do as I believe for more. All right, let's jump into it. Everybody say number one. Number one is real simple. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. You have to stay in faith. This is how we live, right? And you have to have faith that you serve a God of more than enough. If he made the entire universe, is able to keep stars in place, able to cause the solar systems and everything to revolve and work the way that they work, surely he can take care of you. Surely he can take care of your family, all right? So stay in faith. Romans, the 1st chapter and the 17th verse says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to
faith.
So I go from one level of faith to the next level of faith. The Bible teaches us that we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So my faith should be ever increasing. That's why, you know, you can't say, well, I learned faith so I don't have to hear the word again. No, faith comes by hearing and not what you've heard. So I thank God for the last faith message, but I need another faith message so I can continue to increase my faith. Can I get up?
Amen.
It says, as it is written, come on, help me, class. The just shall live by
faith.
By a paycheck.
Faith.
By who's in office.
Faith.
Yeah, the just, we live by faith. those that are declared righteous because of what Jesus did for us on Calvary. You got it. We live by faith. Everything in the kingdom of God is accessed or activated by faith. That is the bottom line. And for the most part, those things that are activated and accessed by faith, they don't really agree with your senses. And we're going to talk about this a little bit because I want you to understand, you know, senses, to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, to touch, right? Sense knowledge makes no faith, all right? And faith knowledge makes no sense. So our mind, for the most part, and I don't want to get too deep because I want to make sure everybody understands, but our mind, for the most part, has been trained by a system that is based on satisfaction of our reasoning, which has input from the five senses. So if I see, you know, I got money in the bank, then I'm happy. But if I don't see it, I'm not happy. Does that make sense? And do we not know that God is still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides no matter what you have in the bank? You got it? But this system has taught me, you got it, that I can have happiness and joy based on what I see or what I hear. But those of us that live by faith are not moved by what we see. We're moved by what we believe, and what we believe is God's word. All right? So faith is different. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 1. You almost can't teach faith without going to Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay? So now we're moving away from the sense realm totally to trusting God and his word. All right? So it says, for the evidence of things not seen or perceived by the senses. And so then, pastor, what is my evidence? Is faith. All right, Hebrews 11 and 1, let's pick it up in the Amplified Classic. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Watch this, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And you've heard me teach before that faith changes the facts. Right? So it could be a fact that you don't have a whole bunch of money in the bank. You got it? But you can get in faith. You got it? Some favor can show up and that thing can turn around overnight. So faith changes the facts. So I can't be moved by sense realm. You got it? My faith is my fact. All right? Everybody say, my faith is my fact. So right there, you have to operate in faith, or to operate in faith, you must leave the senses behind. You got it? And for a lot of people, they stop right there. You remember sometime I'll tell you, it really don't matter how you feel, like you need to take your feeling and put them in your back pocket. I'm not being funny when I'm saying that. I'm not being insensitive when I say that. What I'm saying is, if you can allow your faith to override your feelings, you can see God do amazing things in your life. Does that make sense? All right. So because you're going to have to believe something you have no natural proof of. When Lady LaConte and I started the ministry back in 2007, you have to understand, we came to a city we had never, ever really been here before. One time in our entire lives, we came here because somebody told us there was a mall here and we could buy Jay some sneakers. We left on a Saturday. I gave up college football to come to this little old town that did not have a mall but a shopping center. Yeah, and it wasn't no good shoe store. It was like a Payless or something right there. Don't take that the wrong way, praise the Lord. I mean, I got to be careful. But just, that's not what I was looking for. Let me just say it that way. All right. So, so when we left that day, in my mind, if I don't ever go to New Bern again, it'll be too soon, right? And then, of course, we, years later, God speaks to our heart, the pastor. We go talk to our pastor. We give their blessing. We do everything the right way, you know, and those kind of things. I even waited for a while, right? Just making sure and those kind of things. And so then God tells us to come to New Bern, right? And I thought God was going to tell me to go to Charlotte. You got it? To go to Raleigh. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm a pretty decent teacher. I'm good enough to preach in the big city. You understand? You know, but this is where God wanted us to be. So we immediately released faith, and when we came, got it, we didn't have one member. Now, we had Joe and Janie who partnered with us. We knew it was going to be them. You got it? So we had some family, and praise God for family. Amen? And so that came with us. But, y'all, we came here, and I went on TV. You got it? Several Saturdays before we started. Spent all kinds of money. Well, it wasn't church money because there was no church. It was me and ladies' money. We put billboards up, you know, as you come in from Jacksonville and as you come in from Pamlico, you know, down the county, and, you know, so everybody knows, you know, that we're here. You got it. We go and we rent a building, and people told me it was not wisdom to rent a building. They said, what you need to do is you need to go and get a place that you can just rent, you know, once a week. Go, you know, go to the Holiday Inn and have services there, you know, and I'm like, why? They're like, in case it won't work. I'm like, well, God told me to come here, so if he told me to come here, it's going to work. Like, either I'm going to use my faith or I'm not going to use my faith. Does that make sense? You got it? Before you start clapping, hold on. So then we rent a building, spend several thousands of dollars to put brand new chairs just like the ones you're sitting. So we didn't start with hard chairs, the same soft ones you're sitting in. You got it? Had cameras at the other building. Now we're renting this man's place. We rip up his carpet, put brand new carpet down. You got it? Putting some new trim work. I mean, we're painting everything. We're going as far as we can with excellence and integrity because we believe that God is going to send people from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Watch this. Based on no proof, just one word from God. Does that make sense? And people say, man, that's crazy. No, 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 no. Faith doesn't make sense, right? But when you believe God's word and stand on God's word, it'll change your life. So what I did was I drove here to New Bern every single day. We had just built a custom house in New Bern, you know, and because, I mean, most of y'all know our story. We was in business. You know, I was making about $2.7 million every single year, had about 30 employees. Life is good. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I knew that I had to obey God, right? And so anyways, you know, I come every day. And what'd you do? I went to the church. You got, well, who did you meet with? I met with Jesus. And then there was all of our chairs. And sometimes I would go in and I'd straighten the chairs up, even though nobody had been there yet. You got it? Make sure that everything was good. And I would start to pray. And I would call every seat filled in those chairs. You got it? And then, you know, our first Sunday was the first Sunday in August 2007. So I said, Father, I declare on this day, people are coming from far and near. I speak to every chair. I command every chair to be filled. I command people are coming. I command people to come from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. I declare there is no room to receive the people, no, not so much as a door, that many are gathered together to hear the word of the Lord, and there's great joy in the city because of Without Limits Christian Center. People are getting saved. They're getting healed. They're getting delivered. They're getting saved. And I have not had one person or even one person to give me one dime, but I have my faith. Does that make sense? And look, 17 years later, what the Lord has done. Does that make sense? And the reason I took the time to show that to you is because sometimes when you start off in faith, you really start with nothing. But I want you to understand that when you have to understand the principles of walking by faith, that God gives you more on your way than he does when you start. And so when you're believing for things, even if you don't have anything, you do have something because you have your faith. All right? Now, faith comes how? By hearing, right? Now, faith is released how? By the words of my mouth. So faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But then I've got to release my faith. And one of the ways I release my faith is by the words of my mouth. David says, we believe, therefore we speak. Then in the Old Testament, Paul picks it up in the New Testament, says, we also believe, and therefore we speak. And so you have to make sure that you understand that faith is all you need to get started. You got it. As long as you got a word from God, that's all you need to get started. All right? Misplaced faith is trying to have faith in something else a little bit other than God. But faith demands that God be your source and God be your only source. So I must stay in faith, number one. And now everybody said number two. Number two, I must remain focused on the promises of God. So the first thing I got to do is I got to stay in faith, all right? Second thing I've got to do is I've got to remain focused on the promises of God. Now, are y'all getting something out of this? All right, I think y'all can tell I'm in my teaching mode, right? I love the Bible. I love the Word of God. I love that my pastor years ago taught me how to really live by faith. You got it? Because it's absolutely changed my life. It's like literally how I live. Like I literally don't worry about stuff, right? So even when I see something and it looks hard or it looks impossible, I just say to just live by faith. I'll just say God already knows what he's going to do. right? All right? So we must remain focused on the promises of God. The Bible says that the promises of God are yes and amen. So we don't focus on the problem. We focus on God's promise to deliver us out of whatever we've got going on in our lives, all right? So how do we remain focused on the promises of God, Pastor? Well, we just said faith cometh by hearing, and faith is released by the words of our mouth. So whatever you think on the longest is going to be the strongest. If you think doom and gloom and it's unfair that I'm here and it ain't right, you know, and maybe it is unfair and maybe it ain't right, but that ain't gonna fix nothing. So if you focus on that and that's all you focus on, you got it, then it ain't gonna work out. But if you focus on the promises of God, you got it, and start opening your mouth and watch this and declaring maybe opposite of what you're going through. Maybe you're going through a tough time, but you don't declare I'm going through a tough time. You got it? Say, Father, I just think that all my needs are met according to heaven's best. I eat the best, wear the best, live in the best, I drive the best. I think that there is no lack in my life because you're Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. And your word says you want to bless me more and more. You own cattle on 1,000 hills. The silver is yours. The gold is. So, Father, right now, by faith, I receive, and then you speak whatever it is that you're believing for. Right? And it might sound crazy at first, but the more you do it, watch this, you gain spiritual momentum. And that's why it's good to do some things by yourself. It's good not to tell people. See, like, I don't tell people what I've done till I've done it. Come on, somebody. You got it? No. I don't do that. Like, you know, like I love cars, right? Like that's just my thing. Everybody's got their thing. You got it. I used to say it was my issue. The Lord said, no, son, that's actually not an issue. That's just a desire of your heart. You love cars. When I was 15, I bought a car. 3 months later, I flipped it, made about $1,200, bought me another car. Got it? I got a nice Denali truck. Pastor Chad got it. He said, man, I love this thing. He said, man, you need to keep this forever, but I know you're not going to. I said, I'm sure not. You got it, you know, but look, it's according to my faith, be it unto me. I believe that I can always drive any kind of car I want whenever I want to, but that's my faith. So you have to believe for you whatever it is that you're believing for. But see, I don't tell people what I'm doing. I just do it and I just pull up. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because you got to be careful now. Come on, somebody, because everybody ain't going to appreciate what you're trying to do in life. Everybody don't got the same kind of faith. Everybody ain't got the same kind of dreams. Hello, somebody. You got it? You know, because I used to feel bad even though I haven't done anything wrong. It's my money. I'm trying to explain. And the Holy Spirit said, why are you trying to explain anything to anybody? Just tell them that the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You got it? The Bible says that we follow those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. And that's why you should be happy you got a man and woman of God that have done so good in so many areas of life, who have wisdom, who walk in integrity, who really love anybody. You understand what I'm saying? Pastor, I ain't trying to peep nobody. I'm just trying to peep lady. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you want, because now, watch this, you got the word, you got it, and now you got an example. You take those things and put them together, anything's possible in your life. That's a good place to clap right there. Because faith has a voice. Everybody say faith. Faith has a voice. So we have to stop listening to the world, because if you listen to the world, you come down to the level of the world. All right? The only way something becomes impossible for you as a believer is if you don't use your faith. That's the only way it becomes impossible for you, all right? So everybody say faith has a voice, all right? Y'all remember blind Bartimaeus, right? He heard Jesus was coming to town. He couldn't see because he was blind, right? But just think, there's the crowd, and he's trying to figure out when Jesus is coming. And so what blind Bartimaeus does is he's listening, you got it? And I can imagine as the people get louder, he realized Jesus is coming, you understand? People are, oh, there he is. Oh, I see him, you got it? Oh, man, he's taller than I thought he was, you understand? You know, and just those things. And then what happened was when he got right on top and it was so loud, he raised his voice above everybody. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, right? And then he yells it again, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody kept telling me, be quiet. Man, you better shut up. See, they weren't blind. You got it? And some, oh man, I ain't got time to go that route. Sometimes people don't know why you pray the way you pray, why you praise the way you praise, why you give the way you give. Come on, somebody. All right? And so, but what happened is Jesus, the Bible teaches us that he heard his faith. Mark the 10th chapter and the 51st verse. Let's just read it right there. Y'all getting something out of this? Okay, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He knew exactly what he wanted. He knew exactly what he wanted. You got it? All right. That he knew exactly what he wanted, all right? And that's why you need to know some things. Let me just be honest with you. Most people don't know how much debt they have. I know how much debt I have to the dollar. That way, if, you know, somebody would ever want to walk up to me, you got, who knows? You know, somebody walked up to me and gave me $500,000-$600,000 over what I paid for a house. That's supernatural. That don't mean somebody, God can't raise up to somebody and say, you know, what's your debt? Well, let me see. You know, oh, hold on for a second. No, I need to answer right now. Why the Spirit of God is moving. Come on, somebody. I mean, if I'm going to believe for some supernatural things, I got to be in faith for some. And so you need to know how much debt you have. You got it. You need to know how much you owe on your car. Somebody might be like, well, what do you owe on your car? You know, I don't even know. I'm just trying to pay that thing. That's the wrong answer. That's not an answer of faith. You got it. I owe $27,500 on it, and I believe it's paid off in Jesus' name. That's the right answer. Does that make sense? But what happens is the enemy has gotten us over into reasoning and it's took us out of faith in certain areas. So that way we're okay with always having a car, you know, with the note. Nothing wrong with a car with the note. I'm just trying to let you know that you serve a God that'll help you pay that whole thing off. Does that make sense? So let's keep reading. And Jesus said unto him, go, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately when he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So faith has a voice. Everybody say faith. Faith has a voice. So you have to stop trying to reason stuff out and just live by faith. All right. Stop trying to reason stuff out and start walking by faith. I told you the man that was blind, I think week before last, right? And then they even went to the Pharisees and Sadducees were upset because Jesus did it on the Sabbath, right? And they went to the mom and daddy. The mom and dad said, no, we staying up out of this, right? And then they go to the boy. You got it? And the boy said, look, I'm not trying to reason with none of y'all. All I know is I once was blind and now I see, right? And that's how you have to get to in life. I'm not trying to reason with you, with somebody on my job or out in town, if you believe God is real or you don't. I know God is real, and a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. And they said, well, how do you know? He woke me up this morning. You got it? That's the greatest blessing you'll ever have today. He gonna give you some more, but that's the greatest one. So faith has a voice. Faith has, so we see it. We see blind Bartimaeus. You got it? And we need to stop calling him blind Bartimaeus because he wasn't blind no more. But anyways, you know, but faith has a voice. Do you know that Jesus, when one of his really good friends, Lazarus, passed away, he couldn't get there. He shows up days late. And then his, you know, Mary, you know, Martha, they were all kind of upset. I think they were upset with Jesus. They told him, if you'd have been here, you know, my brother would have not died. And he said, oh, he's going to rise again. They're like, well, we know he's going to rise again in the second coming. They didn't know what Jesus meant was, when I say something, immediately it's going to happen. So Jesus goes, right, and tells them to roll the stone away. They said, that's crazy, man. Brother man's stinking by now. He been gone for a minute, right? And so he says, Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? Lazarus came forth. Don't be scared. That's what happened. Yeah, right. Right. Y'all like, I think Lazarus came forth. He came forth. So Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? Yeah, Lazarus came forth. That's right. That's right. So, do you not know that faith has a voice? That Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus came. If Jesus would have just went to that cemetery and said, come forth, everything dead in the grave would have had to come out that grave and start coming out. Because faith has a voice, and when Jesus says something, it's got to be so. Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. So, how does faith come? Faith come by hearing. How's it released? Let me show you in scripture how faith is released. Luke 17 and 11. Luke 17 and 11. Ooh, I got the roll. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers. How many?
10.
And they stood, how class? afar off, because lepers had to be outside the city. Lepers were not allowed to be up close, right? And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, all right? Now remember, faith has a voice, all right? What did I say? No, come on, what did I say? So when you're murmuring, I ain't gonna look, I'm just gonna look at my iPad. When you're murmuring and complaining and criticizing, you're not in faith. Come on, somebody. In the wilderness, it caused them not to go to the promised land because of their attitude. So an attitude of complaining and criticizing, you got it, is an attitude that opens the door to the devil, all right? See, faith is a spirit, and you can feel that spirit, right? When you come to church, you got it, you feel the spirit of faith in the house. You feel it when we're worshiping. Come on, somebody. You feel it just when I'm teaching the word, you know? But if I get up here and I'm complaining, you got it, and telling them I don't even know, you know, what I'm going to do. I thought y'all was going to be a blessing to me for my birthday. Y'all did all right. But it wasn't enough, you know, to pay for what I was trying to pay for. I ain't, you know, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Yeah, see, if I do all that, you're going to be a mess. Come on, somebody. Because that's religion, and religion rejects your godlike identification. All right? There are things that I'm believing for that I on purpose will tell nobody. Why? Because my faith is at such a level, I don't need to let anybody know. I just need to make sure God knows. And as long as I stay in faith, whatever I'm believing for is going to come to pass. I don't need to tell you, because I'm not trying to drop a hint for you to do something for me. Does that make sense? Because I know how to live by faith. And I'm trying to get you to the point that no matter what you want in life, no matter if it's for you or your children or your body or your finances, that you will just get a hold of faith, speak the word, stay in faith, and it's got to come to pass for you. All right, now if you're going to clap, give me a good clap. Don't patty cake in the house of the Lord. So let's keep reading. Luke 17, pick it up at 14. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, whoo, I love this, that as they went, those three words, I could preach a whole sermon on as they went. What happened as they went?
They were cleansed.
They were cleansed, right? They got their miracle manifestation, right? Sometimes things don't happen for us because we have to understand that faith is an action word, and I've got to put some feet to my faith, and I've got to apply it in my life, right? So yes, I need to believe, but once I believe, I've got to release faith. I've got to open my mouth. Come on, somebody. I've got to take some steps in that direction. I've got to knock on the door and see what God won't do. I've got to do some research, maybe fast a couple days, put a seed on it. Come on, somebody. You got it? You know, just those kind of things. Why? Because now I'm giving God something to work with. And while I'm doing all this, I'm not telling anybody about anything, right? You got it? Because there's too many dream haters, dream stealers. Come on, somebody. You got it? And I don't have enough haterade. You understand? So if you just keep it to yourself, that y'all get that later. All right? So they went, as they went, they were cleansed. Man, I got to wrap this up. Whew, I need some more time. And one of them, how many?
One.
But how many were there?
Ten.
When he saw that he was healed, watch this. So he gets on down the way. He's gone from Jesus. The Bible says that he turns back. You got it? And with a loud voice, he comes back to Jesus, glorifies him, falls out at his feet, watch this, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Samaritan and Jews didn't even fool with one another, right? And Jesus answering said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's five words, okay? I want y'all to give me these five words real strong. And Jesus answering said, Jesus said, I'm thankful that the one came back. But he said, were there not 10? He said, where are the 9? Now, that's deep right there. Why is that deep? How did Jesus know that the other 9 were cleansed? By faith. He knew that he had already spoke the word of God, and it was a done deal. So even though one came back, Jesus never thought for a moment in his mind, well, maybe only one got healed and the other not. He knew that when I open my mouth, something has got to happen. Am I making any sense in here? And so that's why he says, where were the other 9? And I'm trying to get you to understand that the Bible says that as he is, so are we in this earth. So the Bible says that God moved upon the face of the dark and the face of the deep. And he, watch this, he saw nothing. It was void. He didn't allow what he saw to determine what he said. He, watch this, he didn't say, oh my me, because he can't say, oh my God, because he is God. He didn't say, oh my me, It's dark down there. No, he said what he wanted. He said, let there be and what happened? Light showed up, right? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, seeing that the things that we see are not made of things that do appear. Where they come from the mouth of God. So if the world, if God framed, I got to calm down. If God framed, let's go home, Maestro, because I will not get done. The music will make me slow down and stop. If God framed, watch this now, the world with the words of his mouth, and as he is, so are we in this earth, then we can frame our world with the words of our mouth. All right, let's, oh man. I need like to do a seminar where y'all come like on a Monday and a Tuesday night and I can just teach faith each night for like an hour and 10 minutes. I just need to do that, amen. I need to do that. It's just for those who want to come, you got it? Because I need to do that. All right, let's in the back. Let's put number one up on the screen. What's number one, class? Okay. In the back, put number two up on the screen. What's number two, class? Okay. And my last point, number three, put it up. Okay. What is it, class? Stay focused on God and the incredible plan that he has for your life. I'm going to read 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3, and then we're going to go home. The Apostle Paul's writing to the church at Thessalonica, and he says that your faith is growing exceedingly. I think the NLT says that your faith is growing more and more, and so your faith is supposed to continue to grow. And this is a verse that I've always believed for our church. It says we ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. That's WLCC. That is WLCC. Our faith is growing more and more, and the love that we have for one another is growing more and more. Because ain't no cliques up in here. Everybody love everybody. You got it, you know. Why is loving so important? Because Galatians 5 and 6 says that faith works by love. So love is the motivator, faith is the activator. So if we learn to love one another and get along with one another in spite of our differences, then we can really see faith work in our lives. Lady LaCante sent this to me when her and some of the staff were at a conference recently for staff development. It says, to be united doesn't even mean we have to agree on everything. How many know that's true? I can still love you and without, you might vote differently than I vote, but we can still love each other and be a family. Like, why are we going to fall out over, it's crazy anyways, but why are we going to fall out over that, right? The church as a whole doesn't agree on everything. You got denominations say baptize in Jesus' name only. Then you got denominations say you got to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, Pastor, what do? When you go down and Pastor Pat says, he says, if you notice, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We just cover it all. We ain't fighting with nobody. Like, because how you going to live by faith and get to the next level? We always fussing with one another. You got it? So we can honor our differences without disconnecting from one another. We are divided because we have centered ourselves around the fact that everyone should see the world the way we see it. And the truth is, that's not going to happen because we all have different experiences. So let's stand up all over the building. We're going home. I know a few of y'all have to go get in place, so you can go get in place because this is it. Everybody say, this is it. All right. Okay, all right. Repeat with me. Say, this is it. No more lack. No more depression. No more sickness. No more anxiety. Only more than enough. More love. More joy. More peace. More increase. More wisdom, more protection, more of everything that God has for me. Okay, so this is what I want you to do from now on, okay? From now on. If you see something that, let's say you're in faith, let's just use your savings account, right? Let's just do something real easy. And your idea right now is like you're just getting started, right? So, Lord, I'll just be glad when I can pay all my bills, right, and have some money left in my checking, but let's just say $3,000 in my savings, okay? Let's just start $3,000. So when you see that, this is what you need to do. You need to look at it and say, that's not acceptable, all right? That's the attitude you have to have. Don't get mad. But that's not acceptable. And then declare the word of the Lord. Father, I thank you that my bank account always has, you know what I mean? So many digits. You got it. You know, really, 3,000 is what? How many? 4 digits? Let's just believe for 5 digits. Let's just start at 5 digits, right? I mean, if you're gonna go, you might as well go big, right? So let's just declare that your bank account always has at least 5 digits. Now, some of y'all might be at a different level, and you might need to say 6, and that's fine. But you understand what I'm saying. And when you see that it's not the way you want it, you got it, you say that's not acceptable, and you declare the word of the Lord on it. If you see a report from the enemy, but if you see a report from the doctor that's not good, that's not acceptable. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus, and you speak over your body. Now, do the natural things you got to do as far as finances and saving, as far as with your health and working out and making sure you're good. But all I'm trying to tell you is from now on, say those things are not acceptable, replace it with the word of God, and walk away by faith like it's already done. Like it's already done in your life. If you start doing that today, which is, what's today's date? May 5th. If you start doing that today, do you know what your life will be like by September or October 5th? You got it? If you will, anything you do consistently over time is going to produce results. So if you walk by faith consistently over time, it's going to produce results. You got it? And while you're producing, I got to go, the teaching anointing is on me, you'll see progress. You got it? And as you see progress, it is the one of the most influential things that can happen in your life, because the moment I see progress, I get excited. And I'm like, okay, I see it working. And so as you see it working, you start going more and more and more. That's all I can do. Give the Lord a big hand praise all over the building.